The Florida House gathered Monday on the floor to discuss the Stafford-drawn base congressional map. Meanwhile, the Senate Redistricting Committee met to consider a number of alternative proposals. And that's this session in a nutshell. While the Senate is analyzed, considered, and debated, House lawmakers are simply holding their noses as they approve borders the court has forced upon them.
You have to understand that I am in a position of defending a configuration that I don't believe, in my personal interpretation, fits the constitutionality requirements as did the enacted map.
That's House redistricting point man Jose Oliva, and the Miami Lakes Republican is doing his level best not to take credit for Florida's new districts. In the Senate, lawmakers are no less upset with the Supreme Court, and they don't like the base map either. But they're at least working on plans to fix it, or at least the areas where they live. Here's Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee.
We set out to try to see if we couldn't address some of those priorities that existed based upon the knowledge of the way communities operate. And not do any damage to the maps. And so.
Translation, Lee focuses changes on congressional districts close to the Tampa region he represents. The Senate committee approved his map Monday. But the Senate doesn't have a monopoly on talking around an issue. It's just that in the House, it's a lot less subtle. Here's Oliva again.
You see, we do not have the ability to be the final arbiter of the Constitution, but we do write law that affects that Constitution.
Translation there? The Supreme Court better watch its back, because Oliva and company are willing to push legislation reining in the court's authority. The House is set to bring the base map up for a final vote Tuesday. The Senate is scheduled for a floor session on Wednesday to take up the map with Lee's changes or any borders passed out of the House. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.